Welcome to this podcast about the Barren Islands and Kodiak Archipelago in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Barren Islands are the northernmost of the Kodiak Archipelago, located near Lower Cook Inlet, between Stevenson Entrance to the south and Kennedy Entrance to the north, about 80 miles north of Kodiak and 56 miles southwest of Homer, Alaska. The Aleutic name for the Barren Islands is Usunaat, referring to a cold place. In 1778, Captain James Cook named the islands for their barren appearance. The Barren Islands include East Amatuli, West Amatuli, Ushagat, Nord, Sud, Carl, and Sugarloaf. The islands are uninhabited and part of the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge, with a combined land area of 10,387 acres. The Kodiak Archipelago is a group of islands on the continental shelf in the Gulf of Alaska, with Kodiak Island being the largest, extending about 177 miles between the Barren Islands to the north and Chirikoff Island and the Samedi Islands to the south. The southern Alaska continental margin comprises a collage of accreted, tectonically stratified terrains, resulting from motion between the subducting oceanic Pacific plate to the south and the North America plate to the north. The Border Ranges Fault runs through the Barren Islands and juxtaposes the peninsular terrain to the northwest, composed of a quartz diorite plutonic core and extrusive portions of an oceanic island arc of Jurassic Age, against the Chugach terrain to the southeast, composed of highly deformed trench fill, trench slopes, and ocean basin deposits, largely of Cretaceous Age. The Chugach terrain is one of the major structural features in south-central Alaska and one of the thickest accretionary complexes in the world, traceable for about 1,400 miles in an arc pattern from Kodiak Island to southeast Alaska. The first occupants of the Kodiak Archipelago arrived at least 7,500 years ago, colonizing an environment warmer and drier than today. Archaeologists believe these people came from southwestern Alaska and were well adapted to life along the coast. Like their descendants, they used barbed harpoons, chipped stone points, and ground slate lances to hunt sea mammals, delicate bone hooks to jig for cod, and large bone picks to dig for clams. Some early residents probably lived in skin-covered tents, although oval, single-roomed houses with piled sod walls were in use by about 7,000 years ago. There is archaeological evidence of a large prehistorical village on the Barren Islands that consists of more than 10 house pits. The presence of this village site suggests that people inhabiting Lower Cook Inlet, the Outer Kenai Peninsula, and Prince William Sound would likely have made trips to Kodiak Island for trading and ceremonies. In 1741, Vitus Bering's voyage to Alaska stimulated the resurgence of Spanish explorations to solidify its centuries-long claim to the Pacific Northwest. However, the true impetus was Spain's colonial rivalry with Great Britain and Cook's third voyage to the Pacific in 1778. Spain responded by sending a total of 7 expeditions to survey the Gulf of Alaska from Dixon Entrance to Unalaska. In 1779, the second expedition was sent to Alaska with 2 frigates, the Princesa, captained by Ignacio de Arteaga y Bazán, and the Favorita, captained by Don Juan de la Bodega y Cuadra. In August, they reached the tip of the Kenai Peninsula and anchored among what are now known as the Chugach Islands. They landed and took possession for Spain, and the next day, Bodega documented seeing an extremely high mountain issuing a torrent of thick smoke, Iliamna Volcano, and a group of islands he named Islas de Lengara for Juan de Lengara, which are the present-day Barren Islands. The northern Gulf of Alaska hosts some of the largest populations of marine birds in North America. Millions of pelagic seabirds, including fulmars, petrels, cormorants, kittiwakes, murres, and puffins, breed at major colonies on or near the Kenai and Alaska peninsulas and the Kodiak Archipelago. Millions of short-tailed and sooty shearwaters migrate through the area in summer. The largest breeding grounds of seabirds in Alaska are on East Amatuli Island and Nord Island. Foxes were first introduced to the Western Aleutians by the Russians in 1750. The Russians released red and Arctic foxes on other islands, mainly in the early 1800s. And the first documented introduction of foxes in the Kodiak Archipelago occurred in the late 1800s. Following the Alaska Purchase in 1867, the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury began leasing Alaskan islands for fox farming. And in 1928, foxes were introduced on Ushagat Island. Remote, uninhabited islands were popular with fox trappers because seabirds could be used as a source of food. Aleuts had indicated that seabirds were disappearing on some islands with introduced foxes as early as 1811. In 1949, fox eradication programs began in the Aleutian Islands, resulting in dramatic recoveries of bird populations. In 1987, the fox population on Ushagat Island was eradicated to restore the seabird colonies. On 24 March 1989, the oil tanker Exxon Valdez went aground in Prince William Sound and spilled more than 260,000 barrels of Alaska North Slope crude oil. During the weeks that followed, currents and prevailing winds pushed oil out of Prince William Sound and into the Gulf of Alaska, where it drifted to the southwest, eventually enveloping the Barren Islands. Approximately 1 million marine birds were in the affected region, and unprecedented bird mortality followed the oil spill. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.